like the medicated tux. Who be the funky brother with the rhyme deluxe? Mike Deluxin, mega boxing, Mercedes trucks, and don't give a. But I just came to do my duty, understand? That's why I'm making funky records with the doo-doo man.
Ooh, the doo-doo man.
Ooh,
the doo-doo man. Yes, Master. I think that's from Dream of Genie. Produced by Prince Paul. Resident Alien. I was digging deep in the crates. I came across that one from 1991. So many great records came out. So many forgotten. In the background, the 45 King, the 900 number. We're coming to you from New Jersey. New Jersey, you heard? 52% blues, gotta make it 7-5, la-da-da-da-da-da. I'm here with James, he's going to be doing more shout-outs. James?
All right, well, we got a few more listeners checking in here. Shout-out to Bobby and Feldy.
All right.
Shout-out to Chris in Kensington. And shout-out to 420 Seedless, says, let's go Mets. And then we've also got Senor Gigio checking in.
All
so
right.
Thanks, everyone.
Shout out to Senior Gigio. Also a shout out I want to do to Chili MacBagoda, who is, he was out in the East Coast, now he's back on the West Coast, and I think he went to the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass a couple of weeks ago, and when I went to it too, and I was thinking about Richie and the Sco, because Richie and the Sco, who's been on this show, it rhymes, he told me about how, like, where he lives out in the avenues in San Francisco, how it's always cold. And that weekend, two weekends ago, it was so hot that everybody, all they wanted to do was get out of the sun and into the shade. And anyway, I thought about Richie in the Sco. It's WFMU. We got, let's see, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM, online everywhere, WFMU.org. And I wanted to say a shout-out also to GLOBE and also to Shawrock. They were guests on this show on the phone last year when we did that big remix contest. And that was a lot of fun. And also, I wanted to say thanks to you, James, for joining me today. And ask you one quick question before we head out of here.
Sure.
When did you first start listening to WFMU radio?
Well, it feels like a lifetime ago, but probably when I was about 15 years old.
Growing up in Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, just in Jersey City here. I was walking by on my way to high school, and that was kind of the beginning of getting sucked in, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been...
And did you think it was, like, weird at first, or what did you think? What was your first impression?
Yeah, I mean, I usually would just have it on at night trying to fall asleep, and then I would end up staying up late listening to all the great music that, you know, was blowing my mind, my teenage mind.
And when you think back to those years of the WFMU DJs, any particular favorites that you sort of had from the beginning?
I was a huge fan of Choking on Cufflinks, for sure. That was probably one of the first ones that I really tapped into, but I also liked Stochastic Hit Parade a lot with Bethany Riker, so
yeah,
it was, yeah, really, and of course, yeah, the best show, and I mean,
Tom Sharpe,
yeah, it was a great,
really good, yeah,
so much great radio.
And you know, the archives are there, so you can still go back and listen to each one of those different DJs too. Still, anyway, we got Gaylord Fields is going to be filling in for Mr. Fine Wine downtown Soulville. I'm going to play one last record, and it is going back again to New Jersey, to Newark, New Jersey, and the artist we played earlier today, YZ. This one is from earlier, from 1990. I just love this record. Who's the Man with the Master Plan on WFM? You know, and I'll see you next week with Curious. Thanks, James.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Strategy, hold my calls and get in touch with ESD. Give them the message, give them a red alert. Tell them I need them, tell them it's time to work. Tell them I'm home, thinking of my profits. Going out in the world to teach knowledge to the brothers and sisters that don't know about the mother, about the right way to go. Stop them from selling out. Teach them what pride is all about. Go out and tell them it's time to take a stand. YZ is working, thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. YZ is thinking of a master plan.
you explain what I expressed just a second ago? Cause you still don't know, at least you don't act like you do. And if you do, what am I gonna do with you? Here's my shoe, put your foot in it. But see what I'm seeing, black power in the realm and the government's disagreeing. They can't see it cause they're moving too fast and they can't last. Cause they just had a blast, not of the past but of cocaine. They keep sipping it, an addict takes a cigarette and keeps dipping it. Smoking, toking, hey, I don't play that, I'm frowning. While Mr. Reagan kept clowning, time for a change and I mean a revolution. Open your eyes, a black president solution. Right in your face, yo, when you still don't see it. Yo, that's the way it's gonna be. And I agree, before the bomb comes down, you gotta stand your ground and stop pulling your own kind down. You need to stop clowning. So I'ma raise my hand for power. YZ is thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. YZ is thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan. I got a tool known as a 44 with a direct impact that could break down a door. Now why don't you think that I could break down the law? If the law is corrupt as the president I saw, you learn to trust them. I don't even know why I feel disgusted every time that I feel I lost a brother to the other man. He's lost in color. All the cocaine drug scam, a plan devised by the government to keep a brother down. So I'm shoving it up the ass that it came from. We're number one.
Frankenstein walk. Dig it, baby. Do there, right there. Put your right arm out. That's good. Put it right there. And your left one, too. And put it right there. Just stand there for a minute to hold it. And I'll tell you what else to do. Cool it right there. Now, put out your right leg. Again. Now, put out your left one. Like that. Now we get ready. Look here. We're going to have some fun. I told you, look here. I know you're going to like this one. Look here. And we're all going to have some fun doing the Frankenstein walk. Frankenstein walk. Now cool it right there. I'm gonna turn you on right and dig it. Now that your right and left arms are stretched out, okay? And your right and left leg too. Dig. Here are my final instructions. And they're simple as one and two. Just do the Frankenstein, baby. Look here. Just walk like that little old monster. Just do the voodoo if you want to. Look here. Hey, baby, how you like that? Wait a minute, baby.
Man, that's cute.
What about the Wolf Man? Have you seen the Wolf Man? What about Batman? Superman? What about Batman? Isn't that thing?
Just the Frankenstein Wolf Man.
You want to do the duck?
Come on, let's go, man.
What are you talking about,
come
woman?
On,
I got a gas.
Yeah. Mysterious about you. You're a lover with a reputation. I've been watching you from the sidelines, and I'm here to all your qualifications. I guess I'll never really know the secret of your style. There must be a million things behind your soft, quiet smile. You're just too much. Barnabas Collins, you're a love bandit.
Going down the drain, and I knew Rosemary's baby had gone down the drain. Oh, we've got to pray for Rosemary's baby. Lord have mercy, please pray for Rosemary's baby. You never know what people would throw down the kitchen drain. The baby was coming down the drain on the 11th floor, and a lady had thrown some sour eggs down the drain, hit the little bitty baby in the face. And on the 10th floor, the man threw some chitlins, hit the little baby in the nose. On the 8th floor, 92-year-old lady threw some snuff juice, got all over little baby. Oh, everybody in the world, we've got to pray for Rosemary's baby. Yes, we simply must pray for Rosemary's baby. God have mercy, please pray for Rosemary's baby. Coming on down the drain. And on the 7th floor, somebody threw some hot grease, and I heard the little bitty baby yell, oh! Yes, Lord, I did. And on the 6th floor, the sister threw some Chinese food down the drain. And as the little baby was coming down the drain, some of the Chinese food hit the baby in the mouth. And the little bitty baby said, Homo Mong Chong, Homo Chong, Homo Chong. God have mercy. We must pray for Rosemary's little bitty baby. Such a sweet little baby. Coming on down the train. Oh, pray for Rosemary's baby. And hope that somebody catches a little bitty baby before it hits the first floor. Somebody doesn't catch that little baby before it hits the first floor. The little bitty baby can hang it up, chill.
Welcome to Downtown Soulville. I'm your guest host, in for Mr. Fine Wine. My name's Gaylord Fields, occasional man, and I'm here to play soul music, at least till 9 o'clock Eastern, at which time it will be Burn It Down with Nate Kay. And Mr. Fine Wine said, hey Gaylord, do you know that it's a WFMU fundraising Hellraiser? And I said, oh yeah, I know all about the Hellraiser. I've been listening. And I'm pledging even. But you can pledge too. Just go to WFMU.org, look up all the Hellraiser-y stuff, and pledge. Help us get over the hump. And then he also asked me, because he's an inquisitive fella, Gaylord, do you have any special themes for this special Downtown Soulville you'll be doing in my place? And I said, I'll come up with something. Well, the thing is, I came up with three somethings. And that was something number one. That's right. Yeah, scary stuff. Monstery stuff. Ghosts and goblins and demonic babies being thrown down a drain. Come on, what's scarier than that? Yeah, we began with, as all my special soul things are considered, Bobby Patterson and the Mustangs doing Soul Is Our Music. Following that was Gene Bowlegs Miller. Oh, what did he do? Oh, he did Frankenstein Walk. Johnny Sales before that, not the movie guy, My Love's a Monster. Ted Cassidy, it's soul music, it's the Lurch. Come on, if that's not soul, I don't know what soul is, and I don't know what the Lurch is all about. Ardeen Taylor before that, There's a Ghost in My House, some good Canadian soul. Kenya Collins brought us Barnabas Collins' Love Bandit. I like to think that this song got Kenya and Barnabas married. Yeah, the Collins kids, we call them. And Chuck Stevens. Yeah,
Who needs to see the movie Rosemary's Baby to write a song about Rosemary's Baby? Not Chuck Stevens, not Gaylord Fields, not Downtown Soulville, and not WFMU. Hellraiser continues. Next set's theme, yes, doo-wop groups gone soul. Stay tuned. It's all coming. No denying it. WFMU.
I don't know why. Charlie Brown said he could set me down. There he is,
out on the floor.
Welcome back to Downtown Soulville. In for Mr. Fine Wine is yours truly, guest host Gaylord Fields. And as I've said, for the October Hellraiser that WFMU is doing, I am doing some themed sets. And just want to point out, playing 45s, I know that it's Singles Going Steady Week, where most of our WFMU comrades are sharing their singles, their 45s, their 7-inch vinyls, as some people will call them. And I am a soul man, so I play nothing but 45s for my soul purposes. And same with Mr. Fine Wine.
And the same with next week's guest. That's right. Honky Tonk Radio Girl Becky will be in for Downtown Soulville next week. What did I play in that set of doo-wop gone soul? Wow. Well, we began with The Charts doing Desiree, a soul remake of their 58? I don't remember. But yes, their doo-wop hit remade as soul. And spelled differently. The Flamingos, yeah, I only have eyes for you, Flamingos, giving us the Boogaloo Party. Bill Pinkney and the original Drifters, yes, the Drifters that go back to the Clyde McFadder days, I Do the Jerk. Bill Pinkney was the guy who sang the bass voice on White Christmas, by the way. Lee Andrews and the Heart of Long, Long, Lonely Nights and Teardrops and other great doo-wop songs brought us Can't Do Without You. The Falcons of You're So Fine fame. And what was the other thing they did? The thing with, what's his name? But that was with Joe Stubbs, You're So Fine. And then there was the thing, I Found a Love. There, I got it. But that was I'm a Fool, I Must Love You. Hollywood Flames, yeah, I'm Gonna Stand By You. Also from L.A., The Larks, a.k.a. formerly known as FKA, Don Julian and the Meadowlarks, Philly Dog, and for that Los Angeles triple play, the Olympics, doing that same old thing, but doing it in a really soulful way. And now for the last set, yeah, I'm gonna go, instead of doo-wop goes soul, I'm gonna go soul goes rock, because this is a theme show here on WFMU, Gaylord Fields, in for Mr. Fine Wine, Downtown Soulville, any way you slice that thing.
Drops for one heart to be crying, yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You web on top now, baby, since you left me.
We skip the light fandango and turn the cartwheel across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick, but the crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling flew away. When we called out for another drink, the waiter ran a train.
Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. It is not dying, it is not dying. Lay down all thoughts, surrender to the void. It is shining, it is shining. Yet you may see the meaning of within. It is being, it is being. Love is all, and love is everyone. It is knowing, it is knowing. And ignorance and hate mourns the dead. It is believing, it is believing. but listen to the color of your dream. It is not leaving, it is not leaving. So play the game, existing to the end. Of a beginning, of the beginning, of the beginning.
Just doing some bookkeeping here before I get out of the way and make way for Burn It Down with Nate K. What have I got here? Oh, I've got some songs to tell you about. Some rock, some soul goes rock in this case. Began with Big Maybelle doing Question Mark and Mysterion's 96 Tears. After that, it was Otis Clay performing She's About a Mover, Sir Douglas Quintet. Ralph Soul Jackson doing that Cream song, Sunshine of Your Love, and putting a little black coffee in that cream, if you ask me. King Curtis and the Kingpins. Whole Lot of Love, no credit for Willie Dixon. Yeah. The Dells before that, Whiter Shade of Pale. Yeah, and they darkened it. See, I made that same joke twice. I'm black, by the way. Junior Parker ended that set with the greatest Beatles cover of all time. Tomorrow Never Knows. There is no Beatles cover better. And that's it for me here at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Gaylord Fields, downtown Soulville, in for Mr. Fine Wine. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week, it'll be Becky, Honky Tonk Radio Girl, at this very spot playing soul music for your listening pleasure. Thank you for your listening. Making room for Nate K now. Bye.
Too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down. Thank you.
Spades and rock and rollers.